and end his mom with a bang. These are some of the halachas, most unknown halachas maybe, or confusing halachas in Hilchos Brachos. And we'll see what we can do to try to sort some things out. Start from the beginning of Shem Tamaches, and then skip to Tefid Zayin, and then go to Kofayin Zayin, as Hashem as well. In Siv Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Kol Zayin, that if a person doesn't have a shalom, if his challah breaks in half, and he has two halves now, he can put it together with a toothpick. So he says, we're not makbid during the week, but on Shabbos, we should be makbid al Tzlach HaMishnah. So you gotta put them together with a toothpick. However, though, some service says that that's if you have two halves. Once you have more than two pieces, you have a loaf of bread, you can stick them all together with a long pole or 30 toothpicks, that's not going to do it. Shmir Shabbos Tichot also adds, it says that even if you're going to put all the pieces of bread, you have a whole loaf of bread that you bought from Angel, it's all sitting in the bag. So it's all together in the bag. He says that's not considered a shalom. The reason why it's in the bag is just because it's keeping the freshness. The bread you want to cut, it's not considered that it's together before. That's not considered a shalom. The Mishnah Berurah Tichot says, well, he says, Tezayin, he says that if you have two challahs, both of them are lavan. Both of them are made out of tzeilus, lavana, out of kemah, which is lavan. Just one is more lavan than the next, you should go for the one that's more lavan. However, says Mishnah Berurah, if the first one, which is less lavan, is more chaviv, then you're vaytay on that one. And he's mazber, the Sharatin, in Oitzi Bey, he says, so that which we say in the the Beis Yosef says that which we pass, and then when you have two different lechamim, and you go for the less nucky one, that is the batla daita. That's dafka if you have pas kibur and not pas and pas lavan. If you have mamish pas kibur, which is not kishmak of bread b'chol, then we say if you want the pas kibur, it's more kibur, it's more chavs to you. Then we say batla daita. If you have two types of lavan, one is more lavan than the next, and you punt for you, it's more chavs. The one that's less lavan, we don't say batla daita. The meila for the 50 shuvas. That's what Berkowitz told me also. Says that when you have whole wheat challah and you have a white challah, if the whole wheat challah is more chavos to you, then we do not say batla daita. And you're boitzeh on the whole wheat challah, not the white. Well, if you're only going to eat the whole wheat challah anyhow, you're not mechayev to eat the white one. But even if you eat from both of them, for them it's more chavos, the whole wheat, you go with the whole wheat. The bachal is more expensive, and it's a whole process to make it. It's not like the pas kibur with cheap bread. They didn't do anything. They didn't have to do anything, so they just ground up the whole thing, stuck it in the blender, and you're good to go. Here, fakir, pasta, chitom leya, whole wheat flour. It's much harder to make. It's more expensive, and also tastes better. So, hence, therefore, we're not going to say batla daita. It's not like I saw about that in the Alibi de Hilfus Gilyon, Shem Rechaim Kanievsky, that yes, it is more expensive and healthier, and chulu, still wanted to sign a batla daita. You have to have the white one, according to Pankin. Ein Mahir, Salah Lamayim, Mitzvah Chachuvah. He writes in the bottom, but that's what he brings down from him. Okay. Pass up over Kirsten. Sif off. The question is this considered that it's not nothing? Is Kitamun Yahya considered that nothing? It is nothing. Everyone sells flour, so you can use like regular bread. That's the regular flour. It is nothing. Nowadays it is nothing. Okay, Sif Vav, Mishnah Berurah Sif Dan Chav Gimel. He's Masber, what's the Vav that passed above the Kislin? Says the reason after the Stam passed the Vav Chalav HaMaitzi B'cholshu, Vav Kazayis Vav Chalav HaMazin, Shani Eilu De'in Derech Miyadam L'Foyah Tudas HaMalim. Passed above the Kislin is different. Why? Like Rashi and Tesha said, Achilas and Mu'et, it's not the Derech to be Kaveya Suda on it. The Mela, something which is the Derech to be Kaveya Suda on it, where it's not going to have a Din of passed above the Kislin, even though theoretically it should fall under the guidelines. Hence, Lachmaniyot on the Zenith, all the Gdelim, most of the Gdelim in America, and it's still asking that Hamoitzi, even if you have a little bit, because it is the Derech to be Kaveya Suda. People use them as a regular rule. On the airplanes, use them as a regular rule. Sometimes by hospitals and Britain, they use them as a regular rule. It's used in place of a roll that you shouldn't have to wash. It should be a quick meal. Right, it's not a mamish regular meal because you don't have to sit there. Of course, you don't have to sit there and watch. But be'etim, it's made, it's used, it was programmed, lechatchila, to replace a regular roll you shouldn't have to wash and bench. It's used as a regular roll. A person is kaveya suda on it, even if it has rave may period, lechar is still, it's hamaiti, even if you have just a little bit. Why does the daf say you make him the same? You have to. It depends how your manager. We have to get to that a little bit later in the Mishnah Berurah. But again, that once you have Rav Mei Peretz, how come they have Rav Mei Peretz? Then lav dafka do we have to reckon with once it's something which is valid possible for kisnin. So then, first of all, Madaf agrees that if you sit down and convey a suzan, there's no chance. Of course, you have to wash. It's only if you're eating it bederach as a not derech keva. It's not something like that. So then. Why? When is it not done?
I wasn't there.
Who? Tell me, Mike. Are you? Not bread? So I don't know. Elamai, they don't go with both of the town. They're not going to be in Sudo. Go with both of the town. They go down the pole. What?
Smoke
and
bathe.
Yeah,
but
no, if you have pork and bathe, that's even responsible for kissing.
That's not a question.
All right. We'll get to that. Samir, he's using less than. He's adding the small system. I don't know. But I don't really understand it, because if you're going to just go bust the glass of Sephora that we don't reckon with whether or not people convey a suit on it, either they hope that people die not convey a suit on it. Now, you wouldn't. People die now 100%, because then it's a little bit smaller, it's a little bit sweeter. If you were sitting down to wash, that's not what you would wash. The ma'isa, they are used for the Azusas, I'm not sure. But if you just want to see the cheshbon is, because the ma'isa falls in the guidelines of Fatwa Bakistan. It has Rav Mei Peretz. Once it has Rav Mei Peretz, you're good to go. So then we should say the same thing about Matzah. Matzah is also one. It falls in the guidelines that should be the Azusas. So, if people convey Azusas, don't know. Alright, we'll get up to that. Past this Rav Rubam of the Paiskim hole, that it is Hamaiti, and like the whole list is brought down the bottom, back of the list of Bracha, that whole cult here. All the day in America, and so on. Mamela, shame enough, showing, should find a different piece of bread to make an omelet, or you can wash them too. That's Tifkan Chav Gimel. Tifkan Chav Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah brings down halacha from the Magen Avraham, which is mamish not well known at all to Rav Hamayim Klal Yisrael Acher. Already the Aruch HaShulchan says that, and Moshe mentions it a few times that you have to be very careful. And that is that the din of Kviyat Sudam Pasa Baba Kisdin is Lav Dasko when you have four Kavetim or Shir Sudam. If it's Shir Kviyat Sudam, one can say possible Kavetim. It's a Shir that you Kaveya Sudam. It's Lav Dasko when you Kaveya Sudam only on the Pasa Baba Kisdin and you have 15 Radala. It's even when altogether with your Pasa Baba Kisdin you have a Shir of a Kviyat Sudam. That is also considered a Kviyat Sudam and you have to wash on the Pasa Baba Kisdin. Now, just to be mavdir, exactly what is this halacha? First of all, it's not negiyat. To most scenarios, most regular sufferers, the zin is not negiyat. It happens to be. If a person has spaghetti and meatballs, spaghetti is not considered possible to kiss. If a person has orzo, if a person has rice and chicken, if a person has couscous, ptisim, all these things are not considered possible to kiss. Most of the regular side dishes, even though they're mezainis, are not considered possible to kiss. Yerushalmi kovel is not considered possible to kiss. So even that, except for Yashiv, most places do not go with that. And Mimela, all these things are not considered possible of a kisten, therefore there's no din of Tzir Fakal. When is it yes Nagea? So Nagea, if a person has either a bereka, or if a person has a piece of, let's say, carrot kogel, which is like a flowery kogel, some piece of deli roll, something like that. Is it possible for kissing?
No.
It may not be to the name. Pashu Shein not to the name. It's Yop, Tuv Shein and to the name. It's called it Yop to my name in Bayan. We got more in the past. And I don't know from. So, it's also only when you have a Shir Kezayis. If you do not have a Shir Kezayis, you have one piece of deli roll, something like that, that's something a Kezayis. You don't count. You wouldn't count the meat inside the Chur, so you mash into the Shir Kezayis. The Mela, it's not, it's that wouldn't be a problem. Also, I've been working with so many machine dying for sure, that if you eat it, let's say you have a whole meal, chicken, rice, potatoes, and everything, and then for dessert you have a piece of cake. Oh, bang. Now you have a syrup of everything together. Because you're... So he says also that you're not being kaveya suda on that piece of cake. You finish the suda, you're having the cake as dessert. However, many people, they have the cake as part of the meal. In a chanami, people come that it's there to fill you up. It didn't fill up from the half a piece of chicken that you had. And that is a chelik of your suda. The pasha, people come that you're eating it as a dessert. It's not mitzvah. It's not a problem of... Means that if it's mamash a dessert, probably not. This is very negah if you have, like we mentioned, the bereka, or if it's a kugel, or in chasanas and kiddushim or something like that, you go to kiddush, you have three pieces of cake, and then you have a big bowl of chalom, and a piece of yisham and kugel. Altogether, you have the dar basin, you get into shalas of washing and benching. Shalas, what can we do? So first of all, we have, there are those that are chedek on this Magen Avraham, the berkeis, the chidon, the chedek on the Magen Avraham, the kugel b'chol. The Shmir Shalas Kilchasa brings down from the Shem Zalman, he was mitzadis to say that the lashon of the Mishnah Brura is, to bring down from the Magen Avraham, Im achli im basar et varam achirim shemalachtim bayapas. If you eat it with basar or with other things that you're malachtim bayapas, then what did that be mitzadis? They can't sign this whole day in the document, and you eat it mamish together with the pas. And Shmir Shalas Kilchasa brings down that the Chachayim Taka says that in the Siddur, says mefurish, that's dafu when you're malachtim bayapas. Hashem Zalman didn't say kilu as a clear cut, it's mitzadis that from the lashon. When I mentioned it to Rav Berkowitz, it says, Lamaisa, we're malachas everything with the pas. But it doesn't mean lechur, it means that theoretically we're malachas like why is the pas. Kilo like this, it says. Kol kama that it's ba imra suda, something that you eat techa suda, that's what we reckon malachas by the pas. Something which is shayach to the suda. Something which is shayach to the suda, so then it doesn't make a difference if you mamish eat it together with the suda. It's all telling in the kibir. How are you convey it to them? Meila, I wanted a sign also. I said, chur, Rebbe, the lashon over here is, if you're kocha on the lashon of the Magen Avraham, if you're keveya on the top of a kiss, and you ate it together with other things, you're gonna tell me if I have one piece of kugel, one piece of deli roll that's a kazayim, I'm keveya on that with other things. So he says, how do people eat on a Shabbos? And they sit down, they have one piece of challah, which is a kazayim, and then they go to the soup and the chicken and the rice and that. So you see, the derech is to be keveya when on pas on only a kazayim. Kazayim is a little more than a kazayim, but it's not mufka to be keveya. That is considered our Kaviyah Suda. Very good that the Lashon Magen Avraham is in Chavala. That's how we are today on Pas. When we eat Pas, we eat one piece of bread, we eat two pieces of bread maybe, and then we eat everything else to be Mitzvah to Suda. So Mamila, Adam that I'm only eating Kizayis. That's the derech that I use Pas. If it would be real Pas, also would only have a half a piece. It also only have a piece, all common that having chicken and rice and potato kugel. I don't need a Pas to fill me up, I have other things to fill me up. So Mamila, that's considered a Kaviyah. And you have to bet with that also. Mamila, La Locha. The Moshe already speaks about it a few times, mentions it, they have to be careful by chasana. And Rebbe says, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Malacha. Malacha, one should be careful not to have a Kaviyah Suda of Dalet Basin. Once you get to Dalet Basin, because I'm eating it the same way that I would eat pas, that's considered to be a suda. But my all the rest of the Rishonim learn like that also. My, that's the Kaviyah Suda, according to the rest of the Rishonim have a pas, as we are talking. It means other things that eat together with the pas. So commonly, that's the way that we're magdir lahalacha, how pas is, how pas works. And lahalacha is the pas, which means you're eating your mamash together with the pas. For common, you're eating it in a Kaviyah Suda with other things, that has been in a pas. But maybe if I'm using my pas above a kiyasim, the same way I would use pas. And that will be, I have a kazayim, two kazayim, even though I'm eating other things, you're getting into the shashri of shalom. So, he says, so I have Rebbe, what do we do with my shalom? He says, sit down like a man, shalash. And you're going to get into shalom, sit down like a man, shalash. Generally, most students, you don't have a problem. If you're having leftovers, you have a piece of deli roll in the middle of the meal, if you had it washed, then you get into shalom. So either leave it for later, don't eat it now, or there's a Esav bought them in the Zayis of Racha, and you can have the Mizaynus first, make an Aram Mishya, and then eat everything else. It won't be Mitzdar together with the Mizaynus that you had, because you're Mechalik. No, you didn't make any Racha. Why make any Racha? You have chicken and rice and a piece of potatoes, and a piece of, and a Bereka. So you take your Bereka, make a Mizaynus, have a little bit of rice, make an Aram Mishya on the Bereka, make a shackle and a piece of chicken. You're not making a new mezainus on the rice. You already made a mezainus beforehand. Your alamishya wasn't a kal on the rice. It was only a kal on the bereka. So you have your brain of alamishya on your bereka. Make your brain of precious later on your chicken and your rice. And you're good to go. Right? Make a bracha afraid to be mechalakim. However, Berkowitz says that he doesn't understand why that should work so far, because the whole din is a din of tviya sudo. It's not a din of haram of how it looks to another person. Are you being tviya sudo? And if you're at the end of the day, you're being tviya sudo on this thing, so you decided to be machzik in the middle of your sudo with an alamichya. But that doesn't make it into two different chalakim. Not the whole din over here is tviya sudo. We have to keep that in mind for a number of different things. The whole gather of Pasuk Bekis, the reason why Chazal will make them is like the Rishonim say, because it's not that there has to be tviya sudo. Kol kama that I'm mafkia from that klal and I am tviya sudo on it, then it's going to get the regular din of pas. It's not that it's not pas. It is pas. What's the difference if you take a piece of challah and you wipe on chocolate spread like they do over here and you roll it up like a ragavah, or you bake it together with the chocolate before it? That's the same thing. However, Chazal said when it was never pas before him and you shoved it into pas in an oifim that is not being eaten as pas, Mamela will make one, you don't have to be kaveh, and since it's not the day after you kaveh sud on it, Mamela you don't have to wash a mesh. But the etzim it is pasik, it says at the end of Rishchem. The etzim it is pas, just chazal will make one. Kokama, that you don't have that kula, and that's not kaveh sud on it, Mamela, chazar azim, you have to wash a mesh on it. Now, how much is the shir kaveh sud on? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's really machlekes achrenim, it's already machlekes rishonim, we saw the basis it brings down from the Ogo and the Shemuel Aleket. Whether or not the shear of Kaviyah Sudah is the shear of Shachas Va'arvis, or is it the shear of Dalad Basin? Shachas Va'arvis, from Rashi says in the Trumel, he says, that means every country in what Shachas Va'arvis is. So in America, Baruch Hashem, people have a lot more than other maybe third world countries, and Shachas Sudah includes a lot more than it does in other countries. Other countries, Sudah is you have your rice and your tuna patty, that's it. You're finished. Good to go. One tuna patty, half a cup of rice, and that's it. You're good until tomorrow morning. Everything depends on that, what it is to be through in your society. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are other shitas that that's the variant. The Aruch HaShulchan goes with that. Kipshuta, he says, Pukhazi, that if you rain the chush, that a person when he has four basin is not considered a kriya, is not satisfied. There's Bara, that that's why the Chai Adam brings down from the grain, that the grain sold the Chai Adam, and we don't go with the share of Dalad Basin, which is the other share which is brought down. The Dalad Basin person is not full of. However, there are those that hold that it is Dalad Basin, the Beit Yosef himself brings it down, that's how we pass this Lamayasel, that it's a share of Dalad Basin, that's Pashas how it goes, that's a share of Dalad Basin. Mameiro, you're getting into Safed Bracha. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Lechatchila, one should be careful not to eat Dalad Basin altogether. Three is the Pashas Dalad Basin. In a Chanam, if you go ahead and you eat the Dalad Basin, Berkowitz was reiterating, if you eat the Dalad Basin, you're not going to wash and bench. Because the Ma'aseh we pass from Yikud and Dino, that's the mash mois of Mishnah Berurah also, then we go with the Goyim. And the Goyim holds that it's only a Shir Kviyah Suda of Shachas Va'arvis. However, Lechatchila, we call Mokom Lechatchila, Toi Vlochash Adaz Matmirim, Shalechal Dalad Basin. The reason why it says Dalad Basin is because, I think the Ma'aseh says in Shuvas, because Basin is Mahfuzis, whether it's Gibbo Basin or Dalad Basin. But since Yikud and Dino, Basin we hold really is the bigger Shir, so even if we're going to be Machmer not to have the smaller Shir, we're not going to be Machmer like a double Chuma, say the smaller of the smaller Shir. So the Chatzila one should be careful not to have Dalad Basin. Daiv Vada, that's when a person has a Shir Kviyah Sudah, a person is satisfied. Kilo as if he ate a regular food.
So,
Shir Kviyah Sudah, whatever that is. Some people say 6 Basin is considered. But the Aruch HaShulchan wants to be Masada like that. For example, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, maybe 6 basin you would have to if you're satisfied. But it has to be the amount that a regular person eats. If we're going to say that, according to Rabbi Banda Sefer, one slice of pizza is 8 kizetim, which is 4 basin, most people are not satisfied with one piece. There are people that will only eat one piece. Most people eat at least 2, and the general standard person. The amount you would eat on a regular sudha. The amount that you were sitting down on the sudha, not silly folks. People can eat till the full till tomorrow morning. The amount you would eat on a regular sudha. You come home at night and your wife serves you spaghetti and meatballs, how much would you eat? You would eat 6 kibbutz worth? You would eat, if you would, you would sit down to watch and you have 2 sandwiches, 3 sandwiches, you'd have 3 sandwiches, that's about 6 kibbutz. That's how much you would eat. What the normal people eat? What the normal people eat? What the regular deer kibbutz sudha? Most people are not kibbutz sudha on one slice of pizza. Few chayim nov, 230, I think. Abba Beishim, 230. Oh, you can tell, right? You're telling the story, huh? Chatzchila. That's a little. Maybe we shouldn't have to be machmir for the Chaim Noshir here. Because it's only a topic. That's when we hold the bigger shir, like the Gain. How about we machmir for the shir of Da'at Beisim? So we don't have to machmir maybe for the Chaim Noshir. For sure, the Gain Mashi Zosin. The Gain Mashi Zosin, yeah, the question is we're machmir for the other shita. We machmir for the other shita. I don't think drinks are factored into the dollar basis. So exactly how you're supposed to figure it out, it's I think they say, so brought down somewhere, that according to the Chazanish, the shear would be the amount that can fit into 200 cc cup, if you smash it down. I don't know how much that is, because that's like 2.5 hours long. I don't know exactly how you would make the cheshbon. But if you really want to know what it is, it's each matchbox is about a kazayin. We made about 8 matchboxes worth. It's a package of matchboxes.
Packaging.
Yeah, b'chor. If you have a piece of sponge cake that's that size, b'chor, that's not it. Then they say the standard ragalach. Ragalach also, we know cheshbon in the chocolate spread. Anything which is not part of the ingredients together to make the actual thing, it's just a chilek, let's say, cheesecake. We don't reckon in the cheese or a regular. We're not going to reckon in the chocolate for the shear of dollar basin. Maybe according to this we would. If it's not based on class, of that question we would. Of that question maybe we would. I don't know if chocolate is considered something that you're not based on class. I still don't think so. Chicken is something that has to be Maran Play at the pot. It doesn't have to be Maran Play at this pot. It's something that you eat together with pot.
We have chocolate.
Especially the second people eat all three very good. Yeah. They put chocolate and sprinkles, you know, certain places are for, you know, birthday. They spread it with chocolate and sprinkles on top. It's not Maran Play at the pot. Now you have pretty sprinkles of Maran Play at the pot. Chocolate spread and sprinkles, it's not a lot to spread the pot. So why do you, where do you draw the line? Because some people do. What's everyone? Anyone over there? Okay. They need to, I don't want to hear before I get put myself in trouble. Yes. What's that? The question is that considered something which is a lot to spread the pot? It's a candy. Sure. You eat together with pot. It doesn't have to be that your mom is eating it with the pot. As long as that's theoretical, you would eat with pot. Even parents can that it. But if a person takes a piece of chocolate inside, he takes a bar of chocolate and goes into the, is that considered that's the sound? That's not the way a person is giving a food on. A person not giving a food on. There are those that wanted to be Rishabat Tuchasa wants to be Mitzadid, maybe Malamed Sus a little bit on the people that by a Kiddush that they eat 5 pieces of cake and they have, you know, a piece of Rishabat Tuchasa v'chulu. So that can sign that's not a Kaviyah Tudu, because the whole Chefta of the Achila is in an Eifin that you're walking around and standing up. There's no Kaviyah Tudu. That's the Mitzvah. Yes? The Mazayis in the morning, the Aruch HaShulchan also wants to tie in a similar thing. He says, you see, when a person, well, it's Kaveh Tudu, he takes off his jacket, he takes off his hat, he sits down over here, they're just walking around, it's not considered food. And he ends off, the Aruch HaShulchan ends off, that it's only to be Malamed Sus, V'yari Shamayim, Yurcha Kaplim is there, because Etzem, there's no basis for such a thing. Kaveh Tudu is Pashas, the Lashon of Kaveh Tudu, Shachirim Kaveh Nalav Tudu doesn't mean the way that others sit down when they're eating. The Pashas Mashmayim for the Gemara, he's Mashmayim for the Gemara, the Aruch HaShulchan. Pashas Mashmayim for the Gemara, and the Rishonim, is that kviyas is not a mahalach hachayim. Kviyas is the amount. It's a kama. It's not an echus. And the mele kol kama, you had the shear of a kviyas tudah. We don't care if you stand on your head while you're eating it. That's still considered a kviyas. Mele, everybody walked around while you're eating it. That does not appear from the shame to you. You just quote the percent of Zalman. He says the Aruch HaShulchan after. He says Aruch HaShulchan, and he says afterwards that the Aruch HaShulchan is Maitif, Yorishamayim Yorichakasim. Kuf Lamed Beis. Perk Nun Hei, Perk Nun Dao, Shem Kuf Lamed Beis. Ois Kuf Lamed Beis. You sit down in a Kiddush, you have an Arba Shabbos, right? Someone's asking that, somebody asked me, let's say, Ragala. Who do we know is Kaveh Sudan Ragala? People are Kaveh Sudan Ragala. So I said, okay, that's the whole chef of something which you're not Kaveh Sudan. So I said, what do you mean? You know when you walk on Kaveh Sudan Ragala? Many people are Kaveh Sudan Ragala. Yeah, yeah, for sure the Kaveh Sudan. I'm not going to tell you that it's considered now a regular class you have to make a Abaisi on. You want to know, people Kaveh Sudan? Yeah, for sure. People Kaveh Sudan. In the middle of, even by Rav Lech, you have to be choishish, lechatchila, not to have Dalet Beisim. If you have Dalet Beisim, then you're not going to wash and bench. You only wash and bench when you have a shir of Achilas, Erev of Achim. But lechatchila, one should be nizer not to have Dalet Beisim. How much is it? Each regular is about a kazayas, I think. It would be about 8 regular. Somewhere around there. Lechatchila, one should be nizer for such a thing. Then, however, unless it's something which a person no one's Kaveh on. Unless you're eating something which you have to be crazy to be Kaveh Sud on, then you don't have to worry, really. It sounds like you don't have to worry about Dalet Beisim. I said, what's the mashal of that? So he said a brownie. A brownie, but there's more, that's the case of the Bach. That there's more sugar and other things, more than the flour. That's real possible case, not something which a person is mamash not Kaveh Sud on the fall. That sounded like, even if you have more than Dalet Beisim, if your stomach can handle it, you can have more than Dalet Beisim, but in the Kanami, Kotamani, you had enough that's a sheer tvia for yourself. You have to bench also. There's no tvia suda. You can't say that the amount that a regular person would convey suda, Dalet Beisim, that's not so much of a... But if you had the amount that you're tadaa from, and you were conveying suda, then you're going to have to watch on that also. What's that? If it's less than the sheer that other person, then you don't bench. You go back to the Eilu. Shackles hours is a share of a person. What would a person would eat for? Are you satisfied that you would eat a supper? When you had eight? What? Eight stomachers. Whatever it is, you have to figure it's probably not less than 6 basis. It's probably not less than... You could add on another, 4 rugelos, Lally. This is also only... can't give an exact amount. No, because that's not what a regular person is Kaveh on that. If we go bust because you're Kaveh on this, it's not going to make it. If we go bust a regular person, generally people are not Kaveh on this. Because a guy wrote on the little cardboard sign next to the thing so that it's a Ruchat Boker and everything is breakfast. 100%. So that's not a regular thing that a person can make on. People are a regular thing that it's a regular thing. What? It's cookies. But it's not something. It's not a regular thing that a person. It's because they're stuck in a. That's not what somebody eats for a Achilles break of error. Not. No, nobody would eat that for supper. For lunch, whatever the main meal was. Somebody would eat that for the main meal? That's not true. People would eat the Mazenu Chalas for the regular meal. People would eat Masa for the regular meal. Of course they would. But a person's not going to sit down by lunch and everybody's having shtickl on rice and they're going to eat 8 ragalas. They don't do that. It's only if you have to carry yourself over, if you have to do this, that's not the regular thing. What's that? Why not? People do it. You can't say that it's butler that is, that's not considered a thing. But you can't say that that's a regular Kaveh Sudan, that's a major Kaveh Sudan. They're not major Kaveh Sudan. A person... What? It's not like a brownie. No, a brownie is no one does it. No one has that as a Kaveh Sudan. We're not saying that there's nobody that eats Ragalach as a Kaveh Sudan will have it as a Kaveh Sudan. But it's not something which is made with Kaveh Sudan. Not so much made with Kaveh Sudan. Certain things are made with Kaveh Sudan, challah, or something like that. People can eat anything with Kaveh Sudan. People can eat apples. 8 apples for breakfast. On a diet, they eat 8 apples. I know a certain rav, it's the same every single morning, 3 apples in a bag, that's what he eats for breakfast. That's what Kaveh Sudan. He has it every single morning, and I know many people that have that. Fruit in the morning. That's so much healthier than that fruit in the morning. It's not going to turn into Kaveh Sudan, because there are some people that do it. That's the thing which is made with Kaveh Sudan. Now, just one thing, this Kviya Suda, this Dara Basim, or the Shir Suda, is totally on what type of age bracket you're in. Like the Be'er Lacha says in the first. Be'er Lacha brings down and says, Im Muzakin Nira Borum, the Muzakin Aina Shachilas and Muat Peteva, Chayovim Ba'amaisi Be'er Chamas, Masa Shir Shadak and Tamalik Vayahosna. Everything goes according to your age bracket. Amela says Rabbi Bonner, that teenage girls generally don't eat more than one sandwich. Amela for them, one sandwich is going to do it. However, Bechera, he doesn't say this, teenage boys probably don't do less than three, so Bechera would be able to have a little bit of a feel over there. Even after married boys, I wasn't going to... It's the same age that when you take them out that they have, they serve at the beginning of the meal and you put them on the side for dessert. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkan Chavav, he says, let's say you start having your ragalach. So you put down some ragalach, and you, after having five ragalach, you say, you know what? I really shouldn't have made a mezainah. I'm going to have a whole bunch more ragalach. So what do you do? You have to make a new bracha or not? So he says, it depends if you have another shear. If you still have a shear that this shear in and of itself is enough to wash on, then you have to make a new amazon. However, if it's not enough shear, you have just another five ragalach, so altogether you have 10 ragalach. So you're hating the shear, but you don't have enough ragalach in and of itself that you have to wash. And immediately you can be yaseh with the bircha hamaisi. Ramesh said, what? Can you rely on dalad beitim to say? How many did you eat?
What's it?
If you have dalad beitim, would that be enough? Chare lechatchila, we wouldn't go with that shear. Chare. Davi bar. Ramesha says Fakirat also, the same thing applies. That let's say you sat down, you bought two things of ragalach, two big full boxes of ragalach from the Chama Bakery, get out your fork and knife, sit down, put on your apron, you're going, that's it, you're digging in. You eat two, and you can't eat, put down anymore. Yeah, one more you'll have maybe, one or two more. Now the problem is you're already being hamaisi. So what do you do now? You have to make a mezainus, you have another two ragalach. You have to make a mezainus now? Ramesha says no. But the other, the hamaitzi, since Peshat Maisa, you were going to have it and had a regular din of pot at the time you were going to wash. But mainly your hamaitzi, the same way that the mezainus works to the hamaitzi, he says the same thing that the hamaitzi works to the mezainus. And the chanami is the same. You're not going to be benching. You're only going to make an alamichu. But the hamaitzi will work with the other. After the seal of Tzidayim, that's also going to bring down the famous ritual that says in Chulin that if a person Peshat and seal of Tzidayim, and he brought on the seal of Tzidayim, made a bracha along the Tzidayim, his kavanah was to wash, then maybe some she didn't. This is not considered bracha matal because the Mesil Tzidayim went on the actual washing of the hand. Ladakko and the Achila afterwards. Well, Chari, you'd have to sell through that, and it shouldn't be a problem of the Mesil Tzidayim. Or you could eat a kabeza. Right, Chari, according to this. Mr. Brewer says in Sifkan Chavav, he brings down, Sifkan Chavzayim, I'm sorry, that let's say you have a pasta baba kistin, you have some sort of pie or something. You have an apple pie, and you take out the apple, and you just eat the pie. So do we say the whole reason why it was turned into pasta baba kistin is not because it had the apples there? But now that it doesn't have the apples there, it's regular pie. You lick off the chocolate, and now you just have the rest of the cookie there. So you should have to wash. Says Mr. Bruno, no, it's not considered hamaisi. Once it was baked together, with the filling inside, it retains the bracha of mezainus even if you take out the filling. Meila al derev zeh, Rav Shem Zalman says also, Shai bracha brings down from Shem Zalman. Let's say you make a kokish cake. So sometimes you make a kokish cake, and you took the dough, rolled it out, put the chocolate spread on, rolled it up, and baked it. Now you start cutting into slices, and you see that the last two slices, they look like regular challah. The chocolate didn't get to the end. What is the din of that? Does that have a din of pas, a pas of the kismin? Says Rosh Hashanah, then it's considered also a pas of the kismin. The maizeh was baked together with the chocolate. Punk the chocolate didn't get to this piece. Well, the maizeh, the whole chesed was baked together with the chocolate. It's still considered a pas of the kismin, and you make a mezainus on that, even though it looks like you're using the same dough as the challah dough. The same challah dough. You just made half of the bavta. So the best of it tastes like challah. The maizeh, pas, this also, some of the taste does get into it. But even without that, the chesed is baked together, and therefore it has a din of pas of the kismin. The Shah is what defines something as pasul of a kismin. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down these three shittas here. What's considered pasul of a kismin? Is pasul of a kismin is either that it Kimin kissed him with Shalmimula, with Paris, or Agazim. Now, Lachara, I have to work with, does it have to be Mimula? Mamash has to be, it has to be a kiss that Mamash covers both sides. He says, no, Pashto's pizza is considered possible to kiss. And also, it doesn't have to be Mamash covering both sides. Even without that, if there's a, you have a cherry pie, it's also considered Mimula. A Danish that has this cherry in the middle, it's not covered, it's also considered Mimula. That's the first shita. The second shita is if it's Irvai, if it's Nilish, Im Sharadvarim, that's most likely between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says that even if it's Nilish with a little bit, as long as it's Nirgash Latam, that's enough. A little bit near, it's Shiatam Tarubit Tamei Pirit, that's Alba Nikar Beisa. And the Ramah is Chalik, he says no, it has to be a lot, it's not enough, just a little bit. And the third shita is something which is made ka'avin yevashin mekaisin semita. Something which is not, you're not kevesud on. It's hard, you chew it, it's crunchy. It's not something that a person is kevesud on. Yeah, but again, to the first one is mamula. That's pashas, birulachim says later on, that's the pashas of possible kiss. Pashas, most shitas will hold that mamula is considered possible to kiss them. The second shita, we pass in like the Ramah, the Ashkenazim, pass in like the Ramah, and we have, it has to be that it's not just a little bit. The lashon of the Ramah is it's nikar pas gomer elam kein yishma harbe tazen oy davash kemini mitziko lekach shekemat advash vatavan hem ikar v'chein no yadim. How much is that? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, says as long as you have rice v'chein b'shemen v'dvash v'chala v'inim sheha rice mehen. If you have rice, that's fair enough. But he continues and he says Shall you days a near gash mehem a tam harvi moi? At shall you days a him ha ikr, the tam ha isa tafu. So the whole part over here of ikr is not just that it has to be ikr that you have rice made beer. So you put in your apple juice, which most of the apple juice, even fresh, you squeeze is water. So you put in your apple juice instead of water, now it's rice made beer. So you're good to go. But, which is what they do very often in pizza dough, lachmaniot, the mezenis lachmaniot. And you taste them, and they don't taste very much different. They taste very much like challah. Maybe it's a little sweeter, we're not saying that it's not. But to say that that's ikr and the time of the Eastern Tuffle is very shver to say. Work with something else, he doesn't understand why that should work. We'll comment, very good, you have the right beef here. The mind if it doesn't change the taste, so then still something which is a regular path. Chur shouldn't make any difference. If you put in something which is mamish, you put in chocolate syrup. You put in something which mamish changes the taste, in a chanami, it's gonna help. You put in tropicana orange juice instead of and no water at all. It's going to change it. It's going to put in only egg chal. It's going to taste different. But egg masa. It tastes different. Without that though, it's very schwer to say that there's a shinui tam. Now, the shayla is, what do you do with something which is not nilush, but it's not used for kaveh sudo? For example, croissant. A croissant is, it's like a ragala. A big ragala, but it doesn't have any chocolate inside of it. It's made like it's like one of these French moons that they only after they bake it, they dip it into water or some other type of mixture that has sugar inside of it to give it a sweeter taste on the outside. No, fair enough. The second, it's none of them. Really, it's none of them. It's really regular pot because it's not rave made period. Maybe there is made period, it's not rave made period. Doesn't fit into any gather. So the Shari Bracha says that since the Maisa, the Na'im was naik to make a Mazainus on it because it's not the Derech of the Kaveh Sudan. So Lachar, this is going to get into something that we're going to see in a minute. So, but since Lachar, it's also because this was the Dafa Chatzilim. It's not that a person made, took a piece of bread, and then afterwards he decided, you know what, I'm going to dunk my piece of bread into sugary water, and now it's going to turn into something that I'm not Kaveh Sudan, and I don't have to wash it anymore. The Chatzilim is the way that it was made. Is they make it with the intention of dunking it into the sugary substance. And Mamela, that kilo, Machshavat kilo, was, Seif Masach, Machshavat kilo was to make it like this. Mamela, that's why it would work. We'll get up to that in a minute. The last shita that the Mechaber brings down over here is the case of the crunchy bread. Something which a person is not going to do, for example, pretzels, crackers, pretzels, these things. Person is generally not conveying sudan, mamela, tam tams, only if you have whatever it is, 92 or however many you have to be the shirk via sudan. But if you just have one, even though maybe it looks a little bit like pas, it has the same type of color, pas is it's not something which is conveying sudan, and therefore it's mezaimus. Now, lachur, lafidus, we should say the same thing should apply to masa. Matzah also is no different. Matzah is a big, big cracker. That's all that it is. And it's very crunchy and it's hard. And the chur is exactly the case that the Mechaber is talking about. And really, should not have to make a moisty on it. And that's how the Sfardim, Reva, the Sfardim go, the Kaf HaChaim, V'Oyin, I think the Birk Yisuf, but he also says that. That, and that's how many Sfardim Papkin, that Matzah is considered is a Mezonim. Except on Pesach. On Pesach, since it's the Derech to Mikveh and Sud on it, the Mele turns into something which is the Derech Mikveh and Sud on, and you make Hamoisim. But during the rest of the year, you could have one piece of Matzah, you eat half of it on the last day of Pesach, and make Hamoisim. You eat the exact same amount on Itzru Chag from the same Matzah, and make Hamoisim. Because it's not the Derech anymore to Mikveh and Sud on. If they are Kveh and Sud, it's no different than regular Matzah of a Kisne. Vetlas Matzah of a Kisne. Ashkenazim, on the other hand, holds that matzah is something which a person is kaveh sudon. People shall do this. They don't want to have another chalas. They take out a matzah. They're kaveh sudon it. Mila, since it is a person, the derech to be kaveh sudon it, then we make a mezainah. I is pasim of a kistin, but it's not, doesn't have that mila of pasim of a kistin, or chesaron for that matter. The chesaron of pasim of a kistin is that you're not kaveh sudon it. This is something you kaveh sudon. No different than, for example, mezainah throw. Even though Bethlehem should be possible of a kiss in the chur, if it's a derech to be kaveh sudah on it, and that's what they're made for, then in a chanami, it has a din of regular pas that you have to wash. What's that? No. Possible of a kiss, yeah. Pretzels?
No.
Yeah. Possible of a kiss. Why is it number two again? Basically, it's Mitzugan. We'll get to that in a minute. Okay, what do we do about crackers? They have, let's say, Lachmit crackers. Lachmit crackers that supposedly I heard B'Shem Rav Shalin that he wanted a tiny B'Shem Nigdarim. That people are convinced about that. Not only that, somebody mentioned that he heard a shir from Harav Zeis HaBrocha. Said that he called up Osem to find out about the Lachmi crackers, and Osem said that the whole vart in Lachmi crackers was they're trying to satisfy customers that are looking for something to be converted to them that they shouldn't have to wash, it shouldn't be a washable cloth. That's killing the whole rayon behind the whole thing. However, Rebbe says, mindset in our society, most people are not going to be, don't use that for Kaviyah Suda, even though a person, yes, there are those that eat that at breakfast, but it's not something which was made with Kaviyah Suda. It's not a regular thing. It's not like a matzah or a challah or these type of things that are made with Kaviyah Suda, Mamela, it's a mezainah.
Exactly.
Somebody asked me about that on Shabbat. Somebody asked me, oh, where are you holding? He asked me, Israeli Maman, where are you holding? Pasuk of Kisses. Ah! They have something called chitit. Chitit looks like small little crackers. What's the thing they do? What? They look chitit. Small muscles. That's what they look like. They have the holes, the same thing. Small muscles. They happen to be, they taste a lot better than muscles. That's first of all. Usually most of them have some sort of flavor in them also. And garlic and these other type of things inside of it. They're much easier to chew than the regular muscle. They're not as hard. They're definitely not as hard as regular muscle. They're softer, they're maybe some thinner, I don't know, more airy taste, probably because they can make it hummus as opposed to making matzah, and like regular matzah, maybe they use. But machara also, people don't use them as kvi suda. Rav Ozner has a tshuva about it. In the test, in the Lama Gimel, he has a tshuva about it, and they ask him about these type of crackers. He says, if the Zerah does not eat the crackers as kvi suda, then machara not. Even though it looks like matzah, well, machara is not considered kvi suda. Now, but again, but it's not something which is made for Kaveh Suda. So if you're Kaveh Suda, it's like any possible of a kiss that you're Kaveh Suda on and you have to wash. If you have a shear of Achilles Baikir Ve'er. However, you're not going to say that it's something which is made like Kaveh Suda, that therefore if you have, they wouldn't sell them these tiny little packets if you made for Kaveh Suda. They would sell them in big boxes like they sell the matzah. That's not something which general populace is, the Rav Bnei Adam or Kaveh Suda on, that you should say that even eating a little bit is not making. If theoretically you make matzah in such a small thing, l'chur it also would have the same thing. Kokam that people are not going to be a suda on it, l'chur it also. But at them, spread them all for the same reason. Then what? Kruton. Yeah. Okay, one second. Let's get to that in a minute. Hold on. Now, is flaky dough considered berekas? Do berekas considered parit? Is that hard? It's flaky. But is it considered kreitzin? It's ka'ovin yivation, the kreitzin or something? That's what it is. It's dried out and chewy and crunchy. So, maybe it is if you left it in long enough, anything is. But for berekas on tzedakah, especially if you go to get the regular ones that are, they're not, they're flaky dough, but it's not crispy. It's not crispy, and pash is a regular berekah would not have a din of pash of a kistin. But sometimes, the Zayt Bracha says that pash is of milush, any of pash of a kistin. And again, if they're making a bracha they have to, then we'll have to see there's a difference. But pash is of milush with raised margarine, mula. For those that didn't see, if you're dying. What's that? It's mamula, which is not sweet. What's that? Halacha, we'll get to that momentarily. Now, let's say you're making toast in the morning, you put the toast in, and whoops, you forgot about it. So now your piece of bread is very hard. So it turns into pasta a kisses. No, it doesn't. Once it was already passed, it's not going to turn into pasta a kisses. It has to be b'shat that it's made, that it's going to turn into pasta a kisses. Or that was the kavana, the minchas yitzchak once the taina, that Daniel Weiss once the taina, that if it was all in one mahalach, they made it into something. That's the melba toast, that they made the chatchila, toast that, from what I understand, is very hard toast brought down. There's a bracha, he says also about it, that it's made the chatchila in an oifin that it's going to be, from the time that you made it into dough, it's made into a certain toast. And you're probably making it even not that way. But it's made the chatchila like that, in all one shlav, then it's considered bezayin. Now, Rav Shem HaZalman is meisif, same bracha brings down, Rav Shem HaZalman. And as long as that was your kavana lechatchila to do that, that's also good enough. Remember, if your kavana lechatchila was to make, let's say, for example, what's nafim minim going to get to this is melba toast, even if you did it in tushlavim lecher, but that's how they're marketing it. Or bagel chips. If they made the bagels, and then they cut them into slices to make bagel chips. It's not just taking an old bagel and slicing it up and frying it. Or they're taking a bagel, which is already a bagel. It was already baked into a bagel. And you make it into bagel chips afterwards. It's not going to be, could be that that's Mitugin anyhow, it's Nafkia, the Shem Pas. Or Krutans also, Pashas, that's also Mitugin. But if Lechatchila was made in an Oifing, with that in mind, they made the Pas in a way that you're going to make it into Pas of a Kisten, you're going to make it into this type of thing which is not, first Nakavei Sudan, and that's good enough. However, if it was already Pas, if you take your piece of bread and you spread it like we said before, and you chocolate spread and roll it up into a Ragala, that's not going to turn it into a regular mezainah. It was already considered pas. You're not going to be mafkid shem pas. Mishabur in sifkan mem dalit. Before we go to sifkan zayin, mishifkan mem hay. Mishabur brings down a halach over here by Lachmaniot. He says that if you have a markacha, let's say you have a cracker, and on top of the cracker you have your herring or whatever it is. You put something else on top of the cracker. The ikar is really the thing on top. You're just holding the cracker. That you don't want to put the herring in your hand. So you're holding the cracker in your hand, then your hand shouldn't get dirty. So over there we say that the cracker is tuffle to the herring. If you're eating the cracker with the intention of eating the cracker off of the herring, then you're going to make it dirty. If it's only there that your hand shouldn't get dirty, the mela, you're not, the mezainus is going to be tuffle to the other markachas, you're not going to have to make a bracha. The mela, the kara, pashas, when you're having the ice cream, and you're having it in a cone, most ice cream cones, the regular ice cream cones that feel and taste often like cardboard, those are just there that you shouldn't have to get your hands dirty. You want to eat the ice cream and holding it in your hand, you shouldn't get your hands dirty. Maybe the most place to I think hold, and you do not make a bracha on the mezainah. You can't put it in a cup and eat it like this. Nah. Come on. Go to the bathroom around and ask me, yeah, sure, we'll do it. However, Maisha wants to find out that they actually do make two types of cones, and I would think that it's telling totally that they have these cones that are very airy, and those are taste like cardboard for the most part. And they have the sugar cones; those are very tasty. It's like a cookie. Her over there, you should make another bracha. Maisha wants to find out. He says that if a person is benefiting from it, then you should make a little take off a bite first of the mezainis and eat it together, and then have them make a shakal on the ice cream, but if you eat it all together, Pashas, and it's just, you're eating it the way he says it is, because it's there. The Baal Shem Hushan, he says, you're eating it because it's there, so you're eating it together, then you would not make a bracha on the mezainis on the cone, and you just make a shakal on the ice cream. Now, in this pamphlet that's been going around, Halachal Meister or something, they bring that from Riyashim over there, that if you have at the end some of the ice cream cone, then you would have to make a bracha on the ice cream cone. Now, I would venture to say that he's talking about that you have a decent amount of ice and cone left over. Because if not, the Mishnah Berurah says beforeish right here in the next Sif Katan, he says, Rimbav, that Achim Ocho B'yachan, let's you ate them together. V'nishar Oiz Tassar Kik V'lay Matachas, and you're left with some of the cracker that does not have the herring on top. V'ayim Tarach L'var Chalov, Kivin Dek V'chalot Ayim B'yachan, since the Ikar Achidah was together, V'nechshav V'tachol Matachas, Ein Choyushin Al-Gamar Achidah. It says beforeish, V'nachish V'gamar Achidah, we're not chayshish for the milk in the end. Even mizaynus, Mishnah Berurah says we're not chayshish at the end of the day. You have a little bit of the cracker left. So chayr, you have to say that we're actually talking about the imam. You have a decent amount of the kol left. You have half a kol left. You have a, so your imam has finished the ice cream and now you're having a cookie. So it's great. You have to make a mizaynus. Yeah, the question is if you're eating the both of them together. You're eating ice cream, then you eat two at the bowl. Then, theoretically. The question is, it's considered one michael. I don't know if you can say it, but one thing that you're eating together, two halakhim, the same thing, you want to say that I only want to have the second thing later on. Why isn't there anything about that? It is two b'tzav machalim, but you're all eating it together. It's hard to say about one tziruf of machalim that you're eating together that you only want to eat it later. I mean, I can hear it sometimes it's far. A second course also. You have two different things. You have a piece of chicken and you have a piece. I only want to eat the rice after I have the chicken. First I have my chicken, then I have my rice. Oh, we don't say that. It's all together part of your tzuda. Sorry, we would say you make a buffer first. That the guy brought inside, and we'll get that in a minute. That's what you said. One more Bi'ar Lacha here. The Bi'ar Lacha wants to sign it. What do we do? Teichas Tuda. What do we consider possible of a Kisnin? Teichas Tuda. So there are three seasons of what's considered possible of a Kisnin, and we go to Kula both ways. That means we're not considered until it has all three of them. We don't consider it pas, and we may let each one of them make a Mizaynus on in and of itself. And also, we don't consider if you have Teichas Tuda, we're not going to say that it's not pas, that you should have to make a bracha, unless it has all three tanaim of pasul of a kisnin, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Bi'ar Lacha says. Memela, unless it has all three tanaim together, you will not make a mezayim with Teichas Tuda. It is pretty hard to find something that has all three tanaim. However, the Teichas Bracha wants to sign up that kabukim, the beer nuts, the pashas do have all three of them, they're memula with the nut, with the peanut, the outside is milish. Pashas, I think he's talking about the ones that I don't think the real thin ones. I don't know if those are some demons. I don't know what it is. They're not so sweet. The bigger ones, the thicker ones, the doughy ones, that is nilish, as far as he found out. And it's also parich. It's hard and crunchy. For me, such a thing you'd have to make mezaynus on the chasuda. What is the gather of parich? It's very hard to understand what's parich. Pashas, barekas would be also something else like that. Maybe it's memula, it's parich, it's nilush, but classes they want to sign, or brokers want to sign that flaky dough is not considered parich. They want to sign what? Hamantashim. Is hamantashim parich? I guess it depends how hard you make them. Well, it depends on how you make your hamantashim. Many people don't have such hard hamantashim. But the etzem l'chera, it should be like a pie. So, one second. Now a pie. Let's say you have a pie. It could be that a hamantashim is really like a small pie. If you have a pie, the crust is a crispy crust, and it's made out of something which is nilish with oil, or margarine, or rape paris. So it's nilish, and it's mamula, and it's crispy. So there in Berkowitz, you'll have to make the bracha on that. That also includes all three tenor, even though it doesn't have something on top. So meila, la'alacha. What? No, the mezaynus has to be hard. Even though the pie is not hard. Depends how it's baked. Depends how hard it is when it's baked. Very often, the ones that they have to start off, the baked ones, that's not hard when it starts out. Depends how long you put in the other things and the other juices get inside and it breaks, how hard it gets when it ends. You see, it's crispy. It's crunchy. It's not much a crunchy crust. It's not flaky. It's not soft. It's very often cheesecake. It's a soft crust. It's not a hard crust. Make a pie, very often it gets the hard crust, that would be something that has all three cheeses. Maybe a pie you make it to the brick with, a pie you make a bracha on, kabuki make a bracha on, Brownies, Sechah Tzur Delacher, Zichar Pasas for kissing something, like you said before, Zichar Pasas for kissing because there's more sugar and other things than the flour makes Sechah Tzur Delacher. And also on, Beis HaBracha says this, Rebbe says the same thing. Something else which is also Vader Mezenis, which is not Pasas for kissing, say Bisli, which is Mitzugan, Vader Mezenis, and it's not Pasas for kissing. You would have to make a bracha on Sechah Tzur Delacher. Mezenis, Sechah Tzur Delacher. What's that? In the middle of the Suda?
Yeah,
I'm not sure that I'm going to get to the last step in providing time. But then we have dust for that. But it's good. Rice Krispie? Rice Krispie treat is not pas, it's a mezenis, or also could be, if there's more, I don't know if there's more, I don't know if it's very canigan. Hold on, however, let's say cranberry crisps or apple crisps, these things that are served in the middle of a suda, the Mishnah Berurah says mefurish, it's a kod mem beis, things that are bald, tamen machmas a suda, apple flavin, with ugas, tapuchim, with apple kugel. Even if it's brought in the middle of the suda, it's a chelik of the suda, you do not have to make a bracha, even though it might have all three tanoim. A chelik of the suda. It's just like something which is mezainis, like pasta in the middle of the suda. Mezainis, you don't have to make a bracha. It's a chelik of the suda. Really, you don't know how to make a bracha. If you serve it for a dessert, your dessert is cranberry crisp. Then it's not because then you have to make a suda. It's very crunchy on top.
Same
apple pie. That's anything else. You can read it through the other business.
Right.
It might be like that, but again, the fairy puzzle. I got that
answer.
I hear. Pashas didn't have to make a broth anymore. Chur. Chur. You had it as an appetizer and you have it as a dessert. It depends. We'll get to that in a minute. Hold on. The last bit, if you're dying. If you're dying, the Machaber brings down that if you have something, that which he said pas above a kisnin, that's dafka if it's memula with something which is sweet, a grazim, something like that. However, if it's memula with basar, the dogim, or gvino, something which is not sweet, says the Machaber, that's not considered pas above a kisnin, and the bracha of this thing is hamaisi. The Magen Avraham goes with this Machaber pasus, and he says the reason is, if mazben Machaber, he says it's something which is used for kviya suda, like basar or dogim, can't be mafkia the shape apas. And turn into something which you're not conveying sudon. The whole chesed of the thing that you're being memalit with is something which you convey sudon. Maybe this is something which you convey sudon. It's not considered possible for kisnin. The whole chesed of the chesed which you convey sudon is hamaisi. The Taz is chelik misalvachol. It says it's memula. It's possible for kisnin. I don't care if it's memula with cherry pie filling or if it's memula with meat. It's considered possible for kisnin. The Mishnah Berurah and Bir Alacha is mazber. Is machriya la alacha. What should we do? It depends on what it's made for. If it's something which is klar that it's made the kinuach, even if it has something inside which is like kviya suda, still it's a pasul kisnin. Something which is not made the kinuach, not pasul kisnin. Lamashal, if you have small brekkas that they serve over here, they serve all different types of cakes and cookies. And one of the things that they serve is small brekkas. They don't serve big brekkas in the Chama Bakery, in Yala Bakery. They don't have the big brekkas. They only have the small ones. Those are made the kinuach. I have potatoes inside, which is something we kviya suda on, but it's something which is clearly made the kinuach. And clearly made in Kinoach and Mamela, you make a mezainis on it. It's possible with kisnin. It's not considered. L'chur, l'fi this also, the observance, like cranks and blanks in these things, are not made with kviya suda. People aren't kviya suda on them. Just like an appetizer, it's not something pashas in Kinoach. L'chur, these things also will not be hamid. However, let's say you have big berekas that people, let's say yeshiva serves them for lunch, that with rice and pieces of sliced potato kugel, that could be getting into problems of maybe it's considered hamid. However, berekas themselves, pashas, they are considered possible to kiss them for a different reason, because they are milish, berev, margarine, berev, kilo, may pears, they have the same din, shemen, and mermela would be mazena saltan. However, if you would, where is it really negea? Really negea, lechera, is pizza. What's the story of pizza? Pizza is gvino. Memula with gvino. What din does it have? Does it have a din of possible kissing? Does it have a din of Hamaisi. So some people say it's telling how you eat it. Rebukis wanted to go all there, I was saying one at a time. That's pizza that you make in your house, pizza that's made for a maisis, pizza that's made in a restaurant, let's say milk in the restaurant, These are all for sure made with pizza. No one goes to a restaurant to have a snack and a pizza. Even though you could order a pizza and a milk in the restaurant, but the mice, that pizza is made for kvi sudo. They're going to charge you more than 8 shekel for that piece of pizza. Made for kvi sudo. However, pizza in a pizza shop, they make it for all types. You go to J2, they don't care. It's not something specifically made for. One has it. It's not like they care in the restaurant either. But what is it made for, the mice? Made at home, you're making the kvi sudo. Maybe even a little bit at home, in a mice, in these places, in a restaurant, even a little bit will be on mice to the kernel. The hedia, if you have kavanah hedia for that, then telling whether or not it's English for Rebbe Peri, then it's maybe consider even if it's not English, it's remula. You consider that right. Consider remula if you're, that's your doubt. Pasas. If you're having it for dessert, you're going to say, oh, I'm going to have a little bit of a snack. But after you're making it for kviyas suda, you have to know. But in a pizza shop, so then it's telling how the person that's buying it is eating it. If you're having it for kviyas suda, some amela, you'd have to wash on it. If you have a You'd have to wash it. Mashenkin, if you're not only having it as a snack, then until you have an amount which is a amount of a kviya suda that other people would be kviya suda on, which the standard people of kviya suda, I think, say 2 pieces or so, between 2 and 3 pieces in America, they say 2 pieces you should wash on. That's the standard. So maybe if you're having it as a snack, even though you could eat as a snack 3 or 4 pieces, once you're going to hit 2 pieces, you're going to have a problem of kviya suda. Until 2 pieces, you can make a mistake. But once you hit 2 pieces. No, so if once you get into dollar basis, then it can be, then I'm not sure if that's considered bundle digest. I think our book was one that time about that. Once you're going to hit a shear of one slice that you're conveying to on, and that's a shear of dollar basis, then you would have to, then you bench. But generally, most people are not conveying to on unless they have 2 pieces of pizza. But once you get that shear of dollar basis, which is one slice, basis, that's then the you'd have to wash bench if you convey to on. Without the answer of Nilish. But even if it's Nilish, if it's made with Kviya Suda, Michelle, is that going to help us? Is that going to be, especially if you can't tell the difference, it can be like a Zenishal. You can't tell the difference in your. That's what it would sound like for her. It's made for. Let's get Kavan Lahedi, they're going to have it also for her. What's that? The same reason they're advertising the Zenith rolls. It's all the same action. It's all the same thing. Same thing. You can tell the difference when you have a crust of a pie. It tastes any different than a regular piece of bread? No. Right? The same reason they're advertising the Zenith roll. And not a steamer. Those she says, hold that's not a problem. So how many do you have this year? That's not a problem. For the chur, those that hold that it's made for kviyas suda, okay, we're getting people getting edgy, and we're going to have to go on to confine time. Just one last thing, the chur would be this, calzone and chicken pot pie, these type of things that are mamula with things that a person conveys suda on. Calzone that's filled with cheese and vegetables, and chicken pot pie that's filled with vegetables and chicken and these things, the chur, they're made with kviyas suda. So unless they have, the crust is made out of something which is nilish, so then maybe you could have a heter that it's pasul b'kislin. But for kama that you're going to have a shear of dalet basim, then l'chara, even with the shear of everything together, you're going to be kaveh suda on this calzone, this pot, and this chicken pot pie, l'chara you should have to wash, so you shouldn't get yourself into problems. If it's suda, I hate you. Simen kofayin time. Drama bar mafas the suda. Drama bar mafas the suda. The shell is what's considered drama bar mafas the suda. When we get into anything which is Bomach and Suda, we say that Fas Pas is it. Sif Kotin and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah is the topic, whether or not if you have a tiny little bit of Fas, it's not going to pater it. So we're going to say that it can be Tafel Tzvredi and Bogan Avram's topic. So we say that if you have a little bit of Fas, or even less than a Kazayah, some people want to have. For sure you want sometimes if you have less than a Kazayah, so Chura, you can't say that the rest of the Suda is Tafel to the Fas. Shalos, what do you do? Is it considered Tafel or not? Remind you that Shuv wants to tell you that if you have a Kazayah, even if your Kavana is to pater the Fas, that's enough. It's considered a sheer chashiv and the mela, you'll be able to pater the pas as long as you have a kezayin. Well, if you have less than a kezayin, you're getting yourself into trouble, whether you can pater or not. However, on Shabbos, even if you have a kezayin, says the Mishnah Berurah, after chashivas, after since there's a chiv on Shabbos to have pas, the mela, everything is tafel. Now, I saw Rav Chaim, the shame shimer, the mazber, the reason is because since there's a chiv to eat the pas, mela, you're not just eating it to pater up the rest of the food. So it's not just like a tuffle to the rest of the food. You're eating because of the chiyuv for the pasta. So see this, if a person wants to have pas because he likes washing and make, while he's benching, and therefore he has the pas every day, he has the pas, that's enough of a reason, even though benching doesn't want the pas, it's enough of a reason to potter the rest of the things up. Now, anyhow, since you're going to be washing and benching, you have to have a kazayas. Once you have a kazayas, you have a mishenial that says, once you eat a kazayas, then you get to, then you can potter everything else. Now, the rest of the kazayas, you're getting into shalos, whether or not you can potter anything else. It's not considered a tuffle. Tifkatan hay, the Mishabura says, I'm sorry. Tifkatan hay, the Mishabura says, call me the parents are not considered by a master of Sudo. Who are then chazeres, kishuim, malfonos, chayin, etznerin, and batal. All these types of vegetables, the Mishabura says, are not considered by a master of Sudo, and you have to make a bracha. So the Zalman says, that was in his days that they weren't by a master of Sudo. Rav Ben Hashem says, because in those days he actually was there. He knows, he's actually, he was by the Chalos Chaim. And he lived in those days. He says in those days in Europe they were rarities. Memela, they weren't eaten as a chelik as a regular chelik. They were like a free. Memela, you would have to make a bracha. But nowadays, salads, all these things are chelik of our salads. And memela is a chelik of our sudah. You don't have to make a bracha on them. Memela, even the Hungarians that bring the radish, lachera, in the sudah, and they sprinkle it with a little bit of sugar to eat it. And it's, even though it's tonight over here, it's considered, you would not have to make a bracha on it. And take a sudah, lachera. And even salads that are made out of berries, like Waldorf salad, which is made out of apples and pineapples and nuts, these type of salads, Chaim Ben Hashem says, that's a salad, given as a salad, and the melo, you would not have to, there's a bracha that brings down, you would not make a bracha on it, given as a salad.
What about a fruit salad?
So now, Mr. Burns of Tanachet says, that if the parents are brought the lachas of sapas, the hainus eat it chila v'sarif, then you do not have to make a bracha on it. However, he stresses that stuff when it was not brought likinuach. If it's brought likinuach, then it's not going to help you to have to the same pas. You have to have every single bite with pas. Now, if they serve, you go to chasam and they serve a fruit cup, they serve melon at the beginning of the suda, or you're home, and they serve melon at the beginning of the suda. They serve some sort of cantaloupe, something at the beginning of the suda. I would have thought to say that it's pashas, that you do not have that pas, that chil of a safe is not going to work. It's not brought lach, it's a pas. And lachur, it's not a chelik of the sudah. You're not filling yourself up in that. You're about to have chalons and liver and everything else. You're not going to have melon is not chelik of the sudah betzim. So the question is, well, like you knew it, you're just having it in the beginning of the sudah, and you have to make a bracha, like the Mishnah Berurah says later on, it's called mu'ud, that question, you should make a bracha. And that is what... Even when you use the pasta. Oh, you have to make a bracha, it's not going to be because you're only eating a tiny little bit of pasta. If you'd have a lot of pasta, lachur, it would work. And Rav Berkowitz told me that that's what Riyash holds, that you should make a bracha on it. On these periods. However, he said that Diane Fisher told him that nowadays people don't know why they're eating, they don't know what they're eating, whatever they serve, they eat, it's a chilek of the sudah, whatever comes in, we eat, it's all a chilek, we don't know, whatever it's a chilek of the sudah. Pears, it's all a chilek of the sudah, we eat everything. I mean, like, everything turns into a chilek of the sudah, and you would not have to even eat chilek of the sudah, but it's a chilek of the sudah. What do you do, Lamaisa? I would say lachera, the lid of the Safina Amina, that the best eitzel lachera would be if you know beforehand and you have the pears on the table, you should take a bite before you wash and make a bracha on the father. Less than a kazayas is that you shouldn't get yourself into the shala of a bracha chayna. Have a less beforehand, it's not considered a hefsek. Well, it depends for sure if you're not having kiddush, it's definitely not considered. Not before you wash. Before you have the maisi, it's not a problem, it's not a hefsek. And then you're saving yourself from your problems. You could also ask chilav b'sayf pas, then you're chopping those other shittos also. How much pas do you have to have? So I don't know. I don't understand why a little bit of pas should work. L'chur, it's tough when it's bala lach, it's a pas, like Rabbi Yehuda says. That's going to help. You can have I heard a certain Rebbe, he put crumb on his finger and he ate it every time that he had a little bit of his ice cream. It's a joke. I don't see about how that should work. It's not tough to the pas at all. First of all, you don't want the pas, and it's just going to ruin it. And it's totally it's bottle of mishishim or an sheshmir. It's I don't know in 1,000 it's bottle. It's totally tough to whatever you're eating. It's not coming off as the pas. I don't understand why it should work. If you have a bite of pas, then you can say it's tough. Real if you this on timis for sure. Kavachemer on timis, you shouldn't have to make a bracha. Even though it's sweet, the carrots are sweet and the. Still, that's for sure brought in the salad. And even that, we have those that hold that it's brought mamash as a fruit, and it's not a bracha. You don't make a bracha. If you don't know it's coming, then you have to, what you should do is you make chilav b'sayf pas. Or you can take a fruit, a mamash thing, which is no shakas to the student, take a raw fruit, an apple or something, there's no shakas to the student, the mamash, and make a bracha on that to pass it up. It's not going to go with watermelon, let's say, the pater of melon. And even over Yaakov, it says make a bracha, so there's a bracha brings down from him that if you're going to have soup, you always have soup. In the winter, you always have chicken soup. And in the summer, you're not going to have chicken soup, you're going to overheat. So we really have fruit soup that's coming in place of the regular soup. That has to take, that's considered a mana of the meal, and you would not have to make a bracha on that. On that soup. Because then you're using it as a meal, but the question is it meal? Yeah, if you would eat it. The question is that considered as eating it? The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sefat and Yud Beis, it says that things that are brought, Shalemach Masasuda, you have to make a bracha on. What is Shalemach Masasuda? Grain pears, you mean even Sita, but you're not going to know. Something that you bring for dessert, you have to make a bracha on. Now, the Indian ice cream, it's a shayla, there's a shmu of Hashem Ramayisha, that on ice cream, you did not make a bracha at the end of the suda, because it's a mashke, you know, it's just frozen, but it will melt, it's a mashke. I don't think it's a tshuva. Many poiskim, the Southern Mishnah Berurah from Zershu brings down, from Shem Zalman, and with Rabbi Chaim Tov, Rabbi Yashiv, and Shmuel Rosner, that you do make a bracha on it. No reason they shouldn't make a bracha on it, and Berger told me he doesn't understand the Shmuel of the Shem Ramesh Feinstein, because Nanir that it is considered a mashke. The mashke which ain't a bomach of the Suda. So which is not bomach of the Suda, you'd have to make it on also, as Rabbi Chaim Tov before him, mentions that something which is mamash not bomach of the Suda, you'd have to make a bracha on. Mela, ice cream, even if it's a mashke, no one eats that in Tech of Suda. Mela, you have to make a bracha, a shakal on the ice cream. He is a chalak. Some people are machalak what type of ice cream it is. Ice cream that can melt or ice cream that can't melt. The Sina Vashavuot is machalak, I think, what type of ice cream it is. Could be that's what he's machalak here. He says it depends on whether or not it melts. Now the Din of Tzilut HaShulch in the last halacha Bez Hashem Yisbarach, the din of Tzilut HaShulch, whether or not it's in the Gea B'Chlal nowadays, the Mr. Bruce, the Tzredi Shal and the Rishenim, whether or not it's the din of Tzilut HaShulch, the Be'er Halacha is Marich, Tzvi Masber, the Lachur. There are many Rishenim that don't mention Tzilut HaShulch, but if it is telling Tzilut HaShulch, then we don't move our tables away. Lachur Pashas do not have Tzilut HaShulch nowadays, and we never miss the Eftas from Pas. Now, let's see, go to Chasana, and after the main course, they take away the table so you have room for dancing. See, look at Shulchan. And they're not giving you any more pasta at the end, they're just leaving the tables at the end that you have the potato for the Shulchan, and the Shulchan. But they're not giving you, there's no... You could, theoretically, but that's pasta. And in the olden days, they take away the table and you say, oh, waiter, hold on, I'm still on. They want to give you? No, I'm sorry, finished? I don't know what that is. But Ephraim, there's a head chadask, you know. Once they take away the tables, there's like a hasar adas, you're not expecting it. Theoretically, if you'll be able to order, you'll be able to get. It's a shayla whether or not that's considered Tzilut HaShulchan. Some will say, no, that's not Tzilut HaShulchan. They just have no room for you to dance. So they're moving it away. Theoretically, if you'll be able to dance on top of the tables, you could do that too. They wouldn't take away the tables because you finished the meal. They're not taking away the tables because there's a hasar adas. You take away the tables because there's no room for the meal. Memela, then echanami that's not considered hechadaf. Lachur misafik, you should not make a bracha on the thing. The best thing I thought was the bracha says, save a little piece of fat. If you know that they're going to do that, your table is going to be one of those tables, and you're supposed to be eating something, you save a little piece of challah for the end, and that way you know you're not being hechadaf. And if you do put it in your pocket, make sure you take it out before Pesach. Speaking of Pesach, so they talk about on Erev Pesach, Shal Yesh B'Shabbos, the person starts this through. The 10:36 is the last time that you the person might have chametz. He starts the suit at 7 o'clock on Erev Shabbos. He has to walk down the class, shoe 10:35, quickly washes out his mouth. Now he continues the suit and he has his chalons and everything else. Now you can't have pasta if you want. You're finished. You can't eat pasta. Amos has to go to his end. You can't eat pasta. In such a case, you can't eat pasta. Not only can you eat matzah, you can't eat pasta. But there's a head for that. The whole part is because you can still have pasta. You still have pasta. You still have. It's a chiddush of the suda because they're not maishik chidenu min apas. We're hearing you're maishik chidenu min apas. However, and I saw that the ketshuva stack and he wants to say the pasta said in the chanami in such a case you're going to have to make a bracha. However, the shvatitzik brings down from Rabbi Yashiv and Shlomo Zalman, that you do not have to, and he wants to sign in the heart, it's like you're saying, because you're not Mitzvah Das from the Suda, it's all one Suda. Grand is Kenneth Fass, but it's all the same Suda. And Mimela, and that's what Berger Tokhatan also expressed to say that you're going to have to make a new Bracha. And Mimela, Kosha came in the Seer that you decided for some reason in the middle of your Suda that you're not going to eat Fass. For example, you went to the bathroom, you're not sure if you should have to make a Bracha or not, have to wash your hands, really you're not going to eat any more Fass. Since Lamaisi you could eat pas, Memela, and Kosher Kedush you could eat pas, and the other time you have and you would not have to make a new bracha. Shkayach to the Oilam for such a wonderful zman, for all those that are continuing with us. We're happy to see you, Bez Hashem, during Seder, and next month, for all those that are not continuing, Yashkayach for the zman, and this is Mitzvah. I would continue. I would give, but I don't think that was anybody wants to say for 2 minutes for a smooth, but I'm not 10 minutes.